here is the Writer's Almanac for Tuesday, the 29th of June, 2010. It was on this day, 1613, the Globe Theatre in London burned to the ground. It was Shakespeare's theatre. He had invested in it himself. Many of his plays debuted there, including Hamlet, King Lear, and Macbeth. Theatre in the round, with the audience in a circle around a platform for the actors. A replica of the Globe was built in London in 1996, has been enormously popular. About 700,000 people visit every year. Performances in the afternoon. The roof is open to the weather. And actors say that when it's raining, the audience always pays better attention. It was on this day, 1888, a little bit of Handel's oratorio Israel in Egypt was recorded on a wax cylinder, one of the earliest surviving recordings of music. Edison had filed for a patent for his phonograph in 1877. It all started with a little toy which he made. When you spoke into a funnel, the vibrations it made on a diaphragm engaged a ratchet wheel and made a little figure of a man sawing wood. He made the toy, and then he thought it would be possible to record and reproduce the human voice. The recording of Handel was made at the Crystal Palace in London, 1888. It was a huge deal. Thomas Edison had an agent named George Gouraud. He lived in South London, and he put his recording equipment in the press gallery in the Crystal Palace. The recording was scratchy, the music indistinct, because there were so many voices. The recording machine was so far away. But it's the earliest live recording that survives. A year later, the Columbia Phonograph Company started up. In 1890, they produced the first record catalog. 1892, people were selling discs instead of wax cylinders. And over the next few years, the recording industry took off. Thomas Edison sent George Gouraud to record the voices of famous people, P.T. Barnum, Florence Nightingale, Queen Victoria. August 1890, Gouraud went to record Alfred Lord Tennyson reciting Half a League, Half a League, Half a League Onward, all in the Valley of Death rode the 600, his famous charge of the Light Brigade, recorded Robert Browning a few months before he died. Here's a poem for today by Thomas R. Smith, entitled The Return, with a quote from the Koran, "Unto him all things return." Walking on the park road, early morning summer solstice, we came to a place in the still shaded cool where, looking up a grassy hillside, we could see through a gap in the trees the rising sun. Burning clear, with all heat and strength befitting the day of its longest domination, the sun, boiling from that high nest of foliage, lit a silver swath of sparkling dew-bent grasses all the way down the drenched slope. So brilliant was that carpet of light, the sun unrolled down the hill to our feet. We stopped where we were and sat a while in pure wonder. And I remembered an old secret promise, deemed unwise to speak, though who could deny it, seeing these folk humble yet adorned, nodding together on their way back to the sun. And soon enough, we got up again and wandered on into whatever we had to do on that day, though not unchanged, having accompanied a little distance on the morning road of their return, those illuminated pilgrims. The Return by Thomas R. Smith, from The Foot of the Rainbow, published by Red Dragonfly Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, producers of poetry everywhere, a new series of films featuring contemporary poets. You can find it online at poetryfoundation.org. Produced by our technical director, Thomas Schweitzker. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.